Have you ever wondered what happens to your clothes once they leave your closet? You might think they go to good causes or charity shops, but instead the Environmental Protection Agency estimates that globally, one full truckload of textiles goes to landfill or incineration every second. Environment charity Voice Ireland aims to bring more awareness on a national level with the Threads for Transparency campaign. And joined with me is Project Officer Céline Chauvert to give an insight to the issue.
Today, the fashion industry has really changed. So we're producing a lot more than we used to, but it's coupled with a decrease in the quality and the lifespan of the textiles and the clothing. So that means that people are owning more and they're keeping them in their wardrobe less long than they used to. So that kind of results in a lot more textile waste than before. So we were asking ourselves, like, what do we do with it? What happens to it? And what we kind of found out right away is that there is no definition of what textile waste is in Ireland. And that can come as a problem when you see that 35 kilograms of textiles are being discarded per person per year. That's a huge amount, a lot more than the EU average of 12 kilograms. 65% is being discarded as general waste. So just going to the black bin and being incinerated or landfilled.
The EU is clamping down on clothing waste, and from next year, countries will be obliged to collect textiles for reuse and recycling. But currently, what happens to our clothing? If not sent to charity shops, incinerated or sent to landfill, commercial collectors take over and export these for profit, regardless of the condition of clothing, which ultimately creates more waste and environmental impact on receiving countries.
Even if in Ireland we do have a really great network of charity shops, they don't have enough capacity to deal with the amount of clothes that is being discarded and not enough funding. So they end up only dealing with 20% of these clothes. And the rest is most likely being handled by commercial collectors. Commercial collectors are private companies that will kind of collect those clothes through bring banks all across the country. And their main activity is not reuse, it's just exporting. So they export this cloth and they kind of enter this international global supply chain of secondhand clothing, which is a very profitable one. And 90% of clothes that is not that high of a quality will be exported again and again to end up in the global south, where they will be most likely discarded of, because we do have information coming from those countries in Ghana, in Kenya, in South America, that are telling us that the bales that they are receiving have an increasing amount of waste in it. And that's a huge problem because they have to invest to buy those bales and then they don't know what's going to be in there. And the reality is that about 18% is actually reusable and resellable, and the rest, so 40%, will be directly discarded onto their waterways, onto their community, you know, in open landfills, because they simply don't have the capacity to deal with this amount of clothing that's coming from our end. And for us, it kind of goes back to this lack of definition. If we don't have a proper way of handling it ourselves and saying what is textile waste, then it's creating a loophole in the regulations of waste shipment abroad.
To paint a picture of the textile problem, simply Google Chile Clothing Mountain to see how textile waste impacts local communities around the world.
In Chile, there's been a few investigations in the last few months. And what you see is that basically there's both a social and environmental impact, because first, those resellers in the markets, they have to buy those bales at a huge cost for them without knowing what's in there. So then they realize that they won't be able to make their money back, and they, you know, it's kind of a cycle of debt that they kind of enter, and their conditions are just worsening a lot. And because a lot of textile is not sold, or they can't mend it, they can't do anything to it, they just discard of it or sell it as fuel, which is very toxic, but people kind of use what they have, you know, around them. So So some are used just to light fires, to but also you see huge outdoor landfills that are being created, kind of illegal, but the government there don't have any ways of dealing with it. So a few countries have also tried to talk to each other and maybe ban the import of clothing to that extent, you know. So there's a lot of injustice there, and the communities are, you know, their waterways are clogged there, and clothing, because the clothing is more and more made of synthetic fibers, so that's basically plastic, it's even worse when it degrades, when it goes into the water, when it's burnt. So there's a whole lot of impacts on people's health, people's situations, like economic situations, and all of that.
So what can you do when it comes to your clothing? Simply buy good, lasting quality, reuse or upcycle as best you can. And last but not least, repair.
When you look at the waste hierarchy, so that's kind of how the waste is created, the main action that we can do is to prevent it. So just try to not create it in the first place, which goes back to as you changing the way that we, the relationship that we have with clothes, first of all, caring a bit more for our clothes, like, and choosing fibers that are last longing and that we can repair, buying better, buying less. You know, it's not so long ago that a lot of us had these little skills of mending, being able to, you know, do a little upcycling, as we call it now, but it's really kind of creating those skills, and it's also usually a lot fun, you know, a lot of fun to be creative with your wardrobe. And if you do have to donate, because really, like, you know, in life, sometimes you change sizes, you change style, and that's absolutely fine. If you do want to donate, people should go to charity shop directly, because they would have a lot more chances to actually be reused.
For more information, you can follow voiceireland.org. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.